Yes, we are back.
Dude, I am. What are you doing?
We are back, Andre.
I know, in studio.
Oh, man, I missed you, dude.
In this new studio. Look at this booth.
Well, it's not completely done. We got the booth.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, but the rest is coming.
Yeah.
The new Isaac is killing it, man. I love you, Isaac, for putting this all together.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Looking great, man.
It's looking great. So, anyways, what was I going to tell you? I'm so happy to be in the studio finally, man.
For sure.
And I think one thing that we all learned from this pandemic is there's no way you can replace kinetic energy between human beings.
Human connection, yeah.
The human connection is untouchable.
Yeah.
They keep, you know why they keep making movies about AI and all that? Because they know it's not going to happen.
Mm.
They're trying to sell us.
Mm.
They're trying to sell us. They're trying to convince us.
Right.
Through the movies, it looks like it's going to happen. Those damn robots are not going to work. They're not. There's not going to be an interaction. I promise you. In the movies, you can, because you can say cut and you can use CGI to make it look real.
Yeah.
Them shits ain't working in person. They're not, bro.
But the connection, you mean? Like, there's no emotional connection that you can
exactly
have.
Yeah. And even just like the interaction and timing, it's not going to be the same.
Right.
It's not. We're thousands of years away from that actually happening.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, that's the thing, is like, even if you're on like, we've done tons of Zoom calls over the past year, right?
Yeah.
Year and a half, whatever. And if there's any tiny glitch in the Wi-Fi or whatever, the timing is off. Everything's off.
It's all off.
It's all,
and it's always off.
It's all it's 15 minutes of, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I didn't hear you. And my favorite thing about the Zoom is when they go, all right, whoever's not talking, put mute on.
Yeah.
Put your mute on.
Yeah.
What? Put the mute on. Put the mute on so that whatever noise that's going into your microphone doesn't interrupt what someone is saying when they're making a point. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That is not interacting.
That's not real life.
You need ambient noise.
Right.
I need to hear other things aside from your voice.
Right. In movies, for example, they have background.
Yeah.
People.
Background.
They have background noise.
Yeah.
They have background because you need that, because that's what reality is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, people that aren't in Hollywood don't even know that that's what we do.
Right.
They don't. They don't know that you shoot a scene, and then when we're all done with that scene, there's a time where the director, the cameraman, they go, all right, everyone stay where you're at. Yeah. Stand there, because that also creates the sound of the room.
Right.
And you have to sit there for 30 seconds while they record the silence of the room.
Right.
Room tone.
Yeah. Room tone.
Yeah.
But like, they don't know that. People don't know that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, those are the little things that makes humans exist.
Right.
Those are the things we like to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's what we're used to hearing. I mean, it's like, it's
above
liking to hear it, it's part of our sensory package.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it doesn't make sense if it's not there.
Yeah. That's so dope that you said that. Because it's like, even if it's off, as a human, you're going to be like, I don't like the way it sounds in here. And we need that.
Exactly.
We need that interaction. We need to always correct ourselves or find out. Because if everything was perfect, it wouldn't be perfect.
Right.
You need the imperfection.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
have to.
Exactly.
The imperfections are the reason why you love perfected things.
Right.
And as humans, we want to fix everything.
Yeah.
We don't go into a room, and if it's hollow, if the space is hollow, we're like, hey, man, we need to fix that. Isaac, How much time do we got? He's like, we got 30 minutes. He's like, but let me spend 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. It's like that. Welcome back, Joe.
But you made a point about the reason they do that in films.
Yeah.
And speaking of films.
Oh, yes. Steven Spielberg. Unbelievable.
Let's talk about it.
Thank you, man. That was a nice little segue.
That was a good segue.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I preach this a lot, and I know it gets annoying, right? Because I tend to tell the same story a lot, but I mean, like, if I don't say the same story, then I'm not telling everyone. I can't just assume that everyone knows my story.
Right. Yeah.
That's wrong, right?
Yeah.
And I think not to pat myself on the back, which I am. I think that's a perfect example of how you take on life, right? Especially when you are I hate doing this too, but like when you're of the other, when you are the other demo that's not really looked at,
right?
And now you got to prove, you know, there's a lot of proving. And it's like a lot of people give up on that when they have to prove.
Yeah.
What do I got to prove? I hate it when people say that too. You know, I saw that, Andre, I saw it with a, God damn it, man. I was just thinking about this too. And I said I was going to talk about it in the pod. Dang it. I hate this. I hate it because I don't want to talk about it if I don't.
If you don't have it exact, yeah.
It was, damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Oh, come on, Joe. We can cut this at 12:38 if you don't mind. I really want this. Oh.
Is there something I can Google for you?
No, it was a situation I was in, and I was just like looking at the person reacting, and I was just like, you're not going to make it.
Oh, because they were complaining about having
that. That's it. They were
proving themselves.
Yeah, and it was like, just like the whole situation of like, no, you know, and they were telling me that I had to do this, and I was like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, yeah. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
That's why you're here telling me that story, because you didn't want to do that.
Right. Right.
Stop blaming it on everyone else. Like, yo, I get it, dude. We all have to deal with this shit. There are some people that are blessed and granted. I get it. But that's the situation that we live in. But it's up to you as a person to make that extra move. Because if you don't make that extra move, you're going to be you're literally going to just be standing still.
Well, you got to deal with life as it is, not as you wish it to be. So, like you can't just be like, oh, everybody else has these opportunities and I don't.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna pursue it now because, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, Trey, say that again. How did you say that? Is that a quote or is that something you just came up with?
No, I didn't just come up with it. I don't come up with anything.
That's something you heard before.
I'm one of the most unoriginal people that I know.
No, you're not.
How'd
you say that? Don't you gotta take?
You have to. Fuck. You have to live life as it is.
Yes.
Not as you would wish it to be.
That is so deep on so many levels, man. I love that. That is so true.
Yeah.
A lot of people love to react on a lifestyle that they wish they had.
Mm.
You don't have that. Right. You need to adjust, and whatever that wish is will come true.
Yep. Yep.
But don't act as if you're already living out that wish.
Right. Exactly.
Because that's never going to happen. It's never, ever going to happen.
It's like they say, start where you are. Start where you're at. You know what I mean? Don't. And so I think what you're saying is in your example, I don't know who the person is, but they were like, probably like, oh, I'm not. You have this expectation of a level that you're at. You're not at that. You're not at a level to turn that down.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? It tries to be crazy, Dre. It drives me so crazy. Like, I'll tell you where it was. It was in a comedy club, which I've been blessed now where I don't have to do comedy clubs anymore. God bless, right? And I thank God all the time. But now I'm in that situation where I can walk in, right? I just walk in and go up. And then, I'll start talking to guys and stuff. But there was one situation where someone was saying something to me about, and I was just like, I had to get away from that.
Right.
Why? And then the explanation why, and I was just like, all right, well, I don't, you know, in my head, I'm like, I don't see it like that.
Yeah.
That situation to me that you're talking about right now is not enough for me to quit something and not do it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And then I'm looking at this person talking, and I'm like, and that's why you're here. Telling me this story.
Right.
Another thing I hate is when I tell people, like, I'll go, yeah, man, like, you know, just go out there and get, like, man, you got to shoot that special or blah, blah, whatever it is. All right. I'm just being specific. And they'll say something like, man, I'm like 44 now, man. Like, what? And I'm like, and?
Like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
I was 46 when I shot my first Netflix special. And by the way, I shot it.
Right.
I paid for it. Right. My money, because they didn't want to give me a special. 46, you guys.
Yeah.
So I can't. Like, when people ask me if I understand, I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand that language.
I just saw something related to that this morning that was kind of crazy to me, is that today is Vera Wang. I don't know if it's today, but this week, it's her 73rd birthday, I think.
Wow.
And she designed her first dress at 40.
No.
It's crazy.
Really?
It's crazy to think about that because she's such a well-known name.
Yeah, her name is iconic.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's to your point. It's like,
yeah,
You just got to get busy, man.
What are you talking
about? Get busy doing shit. Don't, yeah. What are we worried about?
What are you worried about? And here's the thing. What is your level of success? Because that maybe that's what you need to adjust and fix. Mm. Because maybe, just like you said, to your point, maybe your level of success is what you've been wishing for. Like, what is it? What is it? Millions of dollars? What
right,
is it?
Right.
Like, what is it? Because that's going to dictate what your success is.
Right.
If that's the level that you want to achieve to make you feel successful, then yeah, you're going to be angry a lot. you're going to be angry a lot, man.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be happy. Success is living out what you are passionate about. That's success, man.
Exactly.
You don't have to give me anything, bro. I go up everywhere because I love stand-up. If I find out that there's a coffee house with four people and they're doing open mic and I just happen to walk in, you don't think I'm going up?
Right.
No, of course I'm going up. And not only that, do I make a demand? Do I look at that person and go, well, you know, normally I make about this much. And what the fuck are you talking about? I get so upset, Dre, because there's people like that.
Yeah.
And that's why you are where you're at.
Yeah.
Your decision today dictates your future.
Yeah.
And it annoys me because I have, you know, now I'm in that position where I can provide or do whatever it is for other people. But then I come across these people and they shoot themselves in the foot.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Don't tell me what you wish for.
Right.
Understand the opportunity and seize it. Take advantage of it. Because you're successful right now.
Girl, I'm going to tell you, on a small personal note, and I'm not going to get deep into this, but on a level where I've been able to create, at this point, four streams of income. And they're not like huge millions of dollar income, but I'm four streams of income of things that I would do for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best feeling in the world.
It is, right?
Because now you're not working.
No, you're not working. You are working.
No, you're working.
You're working, but your heart is in it.
Exactly.
Like you're living it.
It doesn't feel like work.
Never
it
does.
Feels like, and I know that's a cliche saying that a lot of people say, but it's really true.
Yeah.
It's 100% true.
Yeah, it is.
And it's the most rewarding feeling. It's more rewarding, although $1 million is probably pretty rewarding.
It is.
But it's more rewarding to be free.
1,000,000,000%.
That's my point. That's my piece.
No, that's a great piece.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people can't. And look, dude, we're the same age, Dre. Yeah. You know what I mean? And look at us, dude. Look at us. We got baseball hats on and t-shirts.
Yeah.
My dad at this age just got off work.
Yeah.
Just got off work and his tie is half open. His collar is dirty yellow because he's been sweating all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's complaining. I'm not even making this up, by the way.
Right.
He's complaining. Oh, fuck, man. I'm tired. My feet hurt. Jesus Christ. You know what I mean?
I walked in this place 20 minutes late.
Yeah, 20 minutes late. And you always do. And what I'm getting at, my point with my dad is he would always tell me what he wished he could have done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, and I get it. You know, that baby boomer generation, I get it. You know what I mean? They came, you know, their parents went through the Depression, the Great Depression. And it's like, you know, eat everything on your plate, that mentality. You know what I mean? Because you never know when it's going to get taken away. And that was actually, what do you say? That was how they were raised, right? They're trained to think that way.
That's another crazy point. We'll get to that later.
Okay. But it is true, right? So they don't think like, your dream? What are you talking about, dream? We can't do that. Like, how about if the Depression comes again?
Yeah.
You need health insurance. You need to think about your retirement because when you're old, you can't work anymore. So you need money in the bank to take care of that and make sure there's food in the fridge and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's how they were trained. Whereas you and I, even though we were part of that generation, well, we were on the second wave of that.
Right.
We came out of it. We made a decision to not do that.
Right.
And now my son really doesn't know what the fuck that is. That neither do your kids.
Oh, no, not at all. No,
at all.
Gen Z, they're just like,
at all.
I'm gonna. They are the freelance generation.
They really are.
Yeah.
But I love seeing it. I love looking at little Dre.
It's great.
You know, I see the stuff that little Dre does, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so proud of that kid. You know what I mean? Like, he's taking advantage of tools that are in front of him, that we could only wish that we would have had.
Exactly.
You know?
Funny story about that is that he worked at a, he's an audio engineer. You know that. People may not, or probably don't. But the venue that he worked at called and was like, hey, man, can you come back and work full time? And he said, no.
That's so dope.
And what they did is they said, okay, well, you can come back when you want. You can just come back anytime you want.
Really?
Yes.
They said, make your own hours.
Because he made himself, in the time he did work there full time, he made himself valuable enough where they would let him come when he wants to.
That's
come.
So cool.
And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, like, man.
That's freedom.
That is freedom.
To the freedom to say no.
Yeah.
And still get work.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? That's so crazy. Remember I told you that there's things that I think about out loud and then for some reason it just happens. Right.
Yeah.
You're doing it again right now.
What do you mean?
Because I literally had a conversation with my best friend is Chen, right? He lives in Vegas. And he's got his kids at the table. And I'm literally like, you know, I had a couple of drinks, so now it's like, oh, it's time for me to preach and tell you why I did what I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm that guy when I drink, right? You've seen that plenty of times.
Yeah, I know that guy.
And you know that guy. Yeah. But I am saying that to these kids. And all I said was, is that exactly what you said? I go, understand your own worth, right?
Yeah.
Whatever your number is, make sure you live by that number.
Yeah.
Do you know your personal worth? And don't ever tell anyone how much you are worth.
Yeah.
You dictate that, not them, ever.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them how much you are. Yeah. And I don't mean by money-wise. I'm just saying worth.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than this.
Yeah.
And you know what? You are.
Yeah. I think our generation, we grew up in a time where the information wasn't readily available.
Yeah.
And so when we were young, we didn't understand, like, oh, there's so much more opportunity out here than what we're being given.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or what we're being shown.
Yeah.
And then once we figured out and the world became smaller because of the internet and all that, you're like, I don't have to sit in this place. I can go to the, you know what I mean? Yeah. I will if that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
If this is where I am. But I also have the understanding that there's more opportunity.
I got to stop saying that 100%. Chelsea keeps telling me to stop saying that. She goes, you sound stupid. Stop saying 100% or 1 million percent.
Oh, because you have no facts to support your data?
Yeah, she's like, just stop. You sound dumb.
That's hilarious.
And she's right. It does sound stupid. I will say this. I understand, like, you and I, right? It was when you saw entertainment, because we love entertainment. That's why we're in this business, right? Mm-hmm. But our inspirations were so minimal, right?
Yeah.
We had three networks. Like, explaining to these kids that there was only three free channels, three, barely.
Yep.
Some you had to manipulate, tinfoil.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The broken rabbit ears, you know, all that. You remember the rabbit ears with the round circle, like an extra antenna?
An extra antenna, yeah.
And then with the little dial, and that kind of worked, but it didn't.
It didn't really work.
Yeah. It just kind of unscrambled. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is when your inspirations are on only three channels, right?
Yeah.
And now you saw one comedian 1 week, one rapper 1 year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How the hell are you supposed to be like, I want to be a rapper? Hell no. There's only one.
Or even, but, I can be is a whole other.
Yeah, I can be. But then you're like, I don't know if I want to because there's only one guy.
Right.
Or one chick. But now, just like you said, to your point, is the internet showed, for Andre and my son and of course, AJ, they get to see it everywhere they go.
Everywhere.
On their phone. On the internet, on the laptop, on the iPad, on TV, because now there's 600 channels on the TV.
Yeah.
So yeah, their inspirations are everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Another example is AJ. The NCAA just passed words that you can use your name and likeness now.
Yeah.
And get paid.
Yeah, good. Right?
And there's a couple kids that have got $1 million deals.
Yeah.
In the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so.
And you know what they should do? They should pay the kids back in the day.
Possibly.
Real talk.
Yeah, yeah.
They really should.
Yeah.
And quit acting like you don't have the damn money.
Right.
Fuck you, Duke.
Right.
Fuck you, North Carolina.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
Exactly. So
how many jerseys did you sell
right
with that number on the back? Right. Pay those kids accordingly.
Yeah.
Because I know there's a couple of these athletes that just made you hundreds of millions of dollars. Just that one athlete. Just that one kid. Yeah. And I want to know how much you made on that number.
Right.
And then I want you to go to Enterprise where he's now renting cars. I'm not even making this shit up, bro.
I know.
I don't remember his name, but I saw a documentary on this shit. Mm-hmm. And this guy is selling cars across the street from the very place where he used to catch the football for his team.
Wow.
And punt return and crush it. You should have seen this dude's highlights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he broke his I forgot what he broke. I think he ripped his, well, the same thing AJ ripped. Mm-hmm. Right?
ACL, yeah.
And it was done.
Yeah.
He was done.
Yeah.
And just like that, he's done.
It's over.
Yeah. It's over. But we're not going to take care of him. We're not going to give him anything. Just go sell those cars. No, fuck that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you give him what he deserves.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. But that's a good win for the kids, for sure. Yeah,
it is a good win for the kids. But I really think that, like, you know, you need to go back.
Yeah.
You really do, dude.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. And we're back. Yeah. Speaking of selling things. yeah, man, that's always been my thing. And there's a lot of people that made a lot of money, bro. Yeah. Like, we're talking video games.
Yeah.
We're talking arcade games. I want to see those NC2A video games out there. And let's see how many likely images of certain athletes that should have gotten paid.
Right. No, for sure. For sure.
You crooked motherfuckers. Did you see the contracts that these kids have to sign?
Yeah.
It's like, I think they even use the word like infinity and beyond, like some Buzz Lightyear type contract.
Infinity and beyond.
No, it's for real. Yeah, it's in the contract.
In perpetuity.
In perpetuity. No, but they also say your lightliness, even beyond death.
Wow.
We use your shit.
It's
in the contract. It's crazy. So crazy. Anyways, I'm sorry. I digress.
Yeah.
But congratulations to these kids, and they deserve it. They deserved it a long time ago, and I can't wait to support them.
Absolutely, absolutely, man.
Right.
So we're talking about opportunities and taking advantage of those.
There it
in
is.
Perpetuity.
Yeah, you're so smart, Dre. I know a little fucking college.
I know a couple things. I know a couple things about a couple things.
Yeah. Yes.
Opportunity. You got an opportunity.
Yes.
To do something you dreamt about.
As I was saying, it's like, you know, I'm seeing this person talk
mm-hmm.
about a situation that he had to be in, and he went the other way.
Yeah.
Because I saw the same situation in my, well, you know, I lived that same situation, and I went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember this just happened recently, and I was just looking at him as he was talking, and in my head I'm like, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that is why you're here. The energy that you're spending right now telling me how fucked up it is and why you refuse to do whatever it is that da-da-da-da-da, whatever the fucking thing was.
Yeah.
Now, if it was bad, I would agree with him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was just, that's how it is.
Yeah, some here. Of it is just the process.
It is a process. And you know what? And not all of us have the same process.
True.
A lot of us have been blessed, and we know that already. Mm-hmm. All right? But it's up to you to decide how you want to handle this situation. And I went the other way. All right? So don't get mad at me for whatever's happening with my career. Just be mad at yourself for what's happening with your career.
Yeah.
Because you can get there. The blueprint is there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my favorite line from Puffy.
Yeah.
Puffy was like, quit asking me how to fucking do this shit. I've told you.
Yeah.
The blueprint is out there. You've seen it. I do it. Now watch me do it and fucking do it. Exactly.
Yeah. The thing I like, the thing I like is that your recognition of the fact that you planted a seed a few years ago.
Yeah.
With the special.
Yeah.
And then it came to fruition now.
It's so crazy.
Because now it got in the hands of somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they saw something and they were like,
hey, you know what's crazy?
I support that.
Dre, you know what's crazy is, I'm not even making this up. I just got chills saying it, right? I remember seeing a comic, right? And by the way, I've never casted hate on anybody. Like, if someone gets successful, that's my peer, or we came up at the same time, yo, I'm shouting them out. Like, yo, congrats. Mm-hmm. Because to me, that's motivation. It's like, oh, if you got it, I'm definitely getting it.
Right.
And that's not a diss. I'm just saying, you showed me that it's possible, and I'm going for it.
Yeah.
I said that about Kevin Hart, man, on this AOL build. I told Kevin himself. I go, dude, I told the world if Kevin Hart can sell arenas, then that means it's possible for everyone to sell arenas.
Right.
I'm going to learn from that man right there. He showed us that it's possible. That's all you got to do is show that it's possible.
Right.
Now you just got to figure out the steps and the hustle and the grind that Kevin put in to get in that situation. Right?
Yeah.
So. I swear to God, Dre, I was literally just saying to myself, like, yo, I just need that one person. Mm-hmm. If one person could just be like, yeah, why hasn't anyone seen this? Right, like, literally.
Right, right.
And, like, tell everybody, like, yo, look, have you seen this shit? Like, what? I don't understand why no one's seen this shit. Like, I was literally telling myself that. And then that day happened. That day happened when Coming in Hot came out, my second special on Netflix, which I would have never got if I didn't shoot my own first one. So they gave me the second one. We shot it. And Steven Spielberg watched it. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap, dude. Like, no pun intended, by the way. but he literally saw the special, asked, you know, Holly Barrio and Jeb and everyone over at Amblin asked me if I had a movie idea because Steven wants me to make a movie with Amblin. I pitched a movie that I pitched to you a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it came to life.
Crazy.
And I just got back shooting it.
Yeah. How was it? What was the experience like?
Unbelievable, man. Like, and it's so funny because Dan Lin is also the EP over there. Jonathan and Nick over at Rideback, you know, they were the EPs as well. That's who actually had the movie originally, right? But we didn't have a writer in place. And when Steven found interest in me, I pitched him the same movie. And they came over. They hopped on. It was so cool. I mean, talk about a powerhouse, man. I got Dan Lin and Steven Spielberg on the same bill. But this is how amazing Steven is, right? Like this is how why he's such a god in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You got a guy like Dan Lin, mm-hmm. who is a god. You know what I mean? He's got all the Lego movies. He's got Aladdin. He's got you know It. You know the It franchise. It's just like. This guy's no joke. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
But the first thing he does is he hugs me and he goes, dude, you're making a Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
Like, even to him, like, he's like, fuck.
Yeah.
We're working with Steven Spielberg's company. Yeah. It's like, bro, your company ain't no bullshit.
Right, right.
But it didn't matter because it's like, you know what I mean? It's like Derrick Rose when he used to play for the Bulls. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, yo, I know Derrick walked in and was like, and Michael killed everything in this building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're Derrick Rose. Yeah, but
exactly.
Yo, but exactly. Michael Jordan was in this motherfucker. They built this. They right. built this for him. So like it was like that. And it's just, yo, I mean, it was crazy, Dre. It was red carpet everything for me. Nice. It was everything. I was, you know, first on the call sheet. You know, Jay Chandrasekhar was my director, and it was, you know, he literally like green lit everything. It was like whatever Joe wants. And yeah. like and with Jay, it was like Jay would, you know, of course Jay was an amazing director. But like if I said anything, like if I wanted to change, you know, a line, or if I didn't like this joke or blah, 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 it didn't fucking matter. All I had to do was say it and it was gone. Or it was inserted. Or we would shoot it over. It was such a cool experience.
Yeah.
For it to be your first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, like it wasn't, I'm sorry. I'm not guest starring on a movie. Like, I am the movie.
It's crazy.
And I get
crazy.
To call the shot.
Right.
And the assistant AD is like, yeah, yes, Mr. Cole. He's yelling at everybody else. The AD's yelling at everyone. Shut the fuck up. Calm down. We're about to roll. And I'm like, hey, man, can I get some makeup? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, Mr. Coy. Can we get makeup for Mr. Coy? We're gonna hold for 5 minutes for Mr. Coy.
Yeah.
It was so cool, man.
I mean, and I think that's the ultimate, like, for any entertainer, the ultimate is, like, a feature film. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
It's the ultimate.
It is.
So that first day, is that first day, like...
That first day was like, so...
I arrived.
Yeah.
Is it like, I arrived?
Was,
or
okay, so my heart was pounding, Isaac, right? So the first shot, Jay set up a very good scene between me and Jimmy O. Yang, right? And he knew that this would be the best first scene because, you know, you got a seasoned actor, seasoned actor like Jimmy, who's funny.
Yeah.
Right out, you know, he's naturally funny. And then, of course, he's just great on film, right? And this is my first movie ever.
Right.
Ever. This is my first interaction with another human. And all these lines I've been practicing by myself in quarantine to like a closet.
Yeah, that's a whole other
aspect. It was so crazy how I learned. And then, of course, Michael Trainer, you know, my acting coach. He's amazing, by the way, everybody. I follow him on Instagram. It's Michael Trainer. If you want a really good acting coach, please. This guy is the shit. Anyways, he chose this scene. And this is why directors are so, you know, it's an art. You know, people think director is the guy that's behind the camera, goes, and action, and cut. I'm a director. No, it's not. The director's job is the most strenuous job. He's got to deal with so many fucking egos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got to also manipulate a lot of egos. You know what I mean? Because he's got to get this movie out.
Right.
It's not like, you know, especially during the pandemic, it's not like, like right now you can fire an actor.
Yeah, right.
Not during the pandemic.
Right.
You ain't firing shit.
Right.
You got to make it work and you got to find a way to make it work. I mean, we can fire them, but a lot of work involved.
Yeah.
Because
now
we got
to get another actor.
Another actor. Right, yeah. Well, you know what I mean? There's quarantine. We're in another country. You know what I mean? You know, if we fire this person, then we got to go get this new person and that new person has to quarantine for this long. And now we got to move our whole production over because these scenes with that actor are coming up next. But now we got to move it 14 days and that's going to cost us because I didn't know how much these damn movies cost per day. It's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
I mean, well, there's some days where they're like $1 million days. Crazy. I'm just like, huh?
Crazy. Yeah.
So it's like. Yeah, and the reason why I'm telling you that is just like a director is more than just the guy setting up. You know, they got their DPs to do all that. You know, those guys, that's what they're trained for. They go in to make it look beautiful and make sure you get the right camera lenses and all that. But it is the director that calls the shots.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But it's you got to have a good guy like Jay. Jay is just zen. You know what I mean? And he was just feeling it and just. How he shot this was for my first scene. By the way, if you guys don't know who Jay Chandrasekhar is, you know who he is. Super Troopers. And he, you know, he does all the Broken Lizard stuff. And he's an amazing actor. And Indian. He's the Indian guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, he set that up for me. And when he said cut, right? That was it. He just looked at me and he goes, yeah, man, I knew that was going to be the scene for you. He goes, I knew this was going to be the scene for you for your first scene out the gate. That's why I put that there.
So just to kind of set the tone for you for the rest
of the time. And let Jimmy, you know, do
drive
comedy
it, kind
with
of
you.
Drive
kind
it,
of
yeah.
drive it
yeah.
And give you something to work with.
Because
Jimmy and I's chemistry is amazing. Like, I mean, just off camera, we're so much fun. So... Yeah, it was just so smart because if he would have picked the third scene that we had to shoot,
right.
It probably would have went downhill.
Yeah.
It probably would have went downhill, man. It's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was ready for that third scene because of that first scene that he set up.
Yeah.
Which was the middle of the movie, by the way. We were shooting in the middle of the movie the first day.
Right.
And I just like, you're brilliant, dude. Thank you for doing that. Because it helped me so much, man. And then I understood what timing was, you know, and I understood what camera timing is. And, you know, I get it. Like, I got it. You know what I mean? And that helped a lot. That helped a lot. So, yeah, I can't wait for you guys to see it, dude. It was so amazing. And just to see, like, there were scenes that I wrote, too. You know what I mean? Like, jotting it down on my, what is that called? Notes?
Yeah.
On your Apple phone. Yeah. And I'm send. You know what I mean? Yeah. Send it to Holly. Holly's like, oh, I like that. And then I'll send it to Jay. Oh, I love it. And then next thing you know, they write it into the script, you know, and then they write it the right way because the way I write is just me talking to you.
Yeah.
They turn it into dialogue.
Dialogue.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But seeing those scenes come to life and I'm just like, holy shit, man. Like, this is really...
That's so
this
dope.
This is all mine.
It's so dope, man. It's so dope.
I got E.T.'s logo on my movie poster. Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's so cool, man. Everybody's excited for you and excited for that to come out, man.
So, I can't wait, dude. And I can't wait to walk the carpet. And I can't wait for you guys to show up. You know what I mean? Yeah, the whole family.
I'm trying to get my body together for the red carpet.
Yeah, you got to, bro.
I need to. I need to keep working on it.
Just use the Peloton. And that's why we use the Peloton.
There you go. Gentlemen.
Yeah, man. Thanks for bringing that up, though. Yeah. I don't really. I do talk about it, but I don't. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's because, you know, it comes out next year. And we're in the process of cutting. I haven't seen the cut yet. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they already cut the first, the rough cut.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and now they're going in for second and third cuts. And we'll see how it comes
out. Well, it was purely selfish, my question. I don't care if other people know. It's just people think that because we're brother-in-laws, we talk all the time. And we don't. And so I wanted to know how it went. So it was all for me.
It was crazy, Dre.
Nah, very cool, man.
It was crazy. And that and by the way, can I tell you something, man? We shot in Vancouver because at the time, Vancouver is the only thing open for Hollywood, right? At the time.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to remember, this was last year when we booked this, like July of last year.
Okay.
We were like, oh, we found a place. They were like, we found a place. Where? It's going to be Vancouver. Yeah. And we're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Why? Hollywood's closed. Right? Oh, okay. So we will go to Vancouver. Of course, Vancouver at that time, low, whatever. People not having COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
It was high here and it was low there at the time.
Okay.
Now fast forward to when we're actually about to shoot. Mm-hmm. Literally, Dre, the week before I'm about to go, right? Spike. The biggest spike in Canadian history happened. I'll even say about 3 days before I had to get on a plane.
Yeah.
It was all over the news. They changed their quarantine laws and all this stuff. Oh, now you got to, anyone coming in from another country has to stay in a hotel provided by the country.
Right.
14 days and you better not get out because there's $1 million fine and you might go to jail if you walk out. Like literally that type of information was given to us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And shoot a movie. Like, huh? Like, you're kidding me, right? There was so much of that, man. And it was stressful, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they were making a stand 6 feet apart. We, you know, all our fellow actors and actors, you know, like, we had to wear these masks, you know, in between takes and not too many people in the room. Like, if we had a family scene, like, it was legit 8 people in that room. Crazy. Anything more, they would shut it down. It was so crazy. Yeah. Like, it was crazy to shoot. That went on for a month, and I was there for 2 months. So that went on for 2 months. I'm telling you, man, the minute we said rap, it came out on the news. Quarantine ban up. It's over with. It's done. Literally.
Yeah.
Done. Like, they opened up all the restaurants till 2 o'clock in the morning while I was there the whole time.
The day you rapped.
Yeah.
Wow.
Literally, like 2 days before we rapped, it was all over the news. Like, okay, you guys, we're cool now. I'm like, what? Literally, bro, the restaurants were so ridiculous, man. Like, last call be 8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
8 o'clock. We're back in our room at 9. Like, it really was mentally draining. It was draining. Yeah. It was hard to adjust. But you know what? We pulled through and we did it.
Got it
and
done.
And God was on our side, man.
Yeah.
Because it was outdoors. There was a lot of outdoor scenes, right? And all of them were forecasted to rain. Heavy rain, right? Bro, it never rained.
Wow.
And even the people on the set, like the people that live there in Vancouver, they were like, this is the weirdest. They're like, it's
supposed to rain.
It's supposed to rain. Like, it always rains in Vancouver. Yeah. Like, they were all saying it. And I'm telling you, man, like, there were so many things like that was just like, that this movie is going to get made and it's going to get made right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was so happy, man. So, yes, thank you, Steven Spielberg. I love you so much, man. And everyone else over at Amblin, Holly and Jeb, and of course, Rideback, Dan, Nick, and Jonathan. Man.
So dope, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyways, yeah, chase your dreams.
Can't wait to see it, man.
Chase your dreams and keep chasing them, right? Yes, even sir. When you catch whatever dream it is that you finally catch, chase another one.
That's right.
Stop chasing your dreams when you're not living in this earth anymore. Stop chasing these dreams when you're not on earth anymore.
There you go.
And then when you get to heaven, start chasing more dreams.
There you go.
Right?
Man. Yeah, man.
Come on, man. Stop using all these excuses. I'm too old now. No, you're not.
Right.
Shut up. I love you, Dre.
Love you, bro.
That was fun.
Yep.